going to finish quickly over here with the with one piece over here from the Kovei Shurim. So he says like this. He says, "Behadi alfinon deshinoi kona mikra dasher gozal." So the Gemara over here is saying, "How do you know that shinoi is kona? Because it says asher gozal imkain shegonav imkain shegozal." Then you have lachzir and lav yikona. So he says the kasha. The mikro lo yadina and eladeno chayv lahachzir laachash and ishtana. Vigam enu yochel lomar hareshalach lefanecha. Maybe that's all you see from the pasuk, that you can't pata yourself by returning it. And there's no chiyav, there's no mitzvah per se of hashav over there. Avalakati mino yadina and the nikne la gazan la deshinoi. So in other words, so what does that mean though? So if it's not nikne legazan ali de shinoi, and you don't have to return it, so what is it? What is that middle ground? Right? So he means to say, of course you'd have to return it, right? I mean, you can't keep a guy's object. But there wouldn't be any mitzvah, any kiyam of the it wouldn't be a lav shenitak laaseh. It would just be b'toras tashlumen. It'd be like damim. But it would be his dhamim. You'd have to return it to him. But you wouldn't be able to say Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. So how do you know necessarily that he's kona? Maybe it's just a miut of the idea of Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. Vitzarach Lomar de Haba Hatolya Dekevan de Poka Din Hashava Memela Hukoni La Gazlan Migizela Harishona. Now that's a very big emphasis on it for him, right? That the Gzela Rishona really is a Maisa Kinyan, so to speak, that is suspended by the Chi of Hashava. That's sort of the way he wants to formulate it, right? I mean, I'm kind of projecting forward into the piece, but they're saying basically after we remove the Din of Hashava, he's showing you what is the assumption of the Gemara. How is this a raya that there's a kinyan? Because the assumption of the Gemara is, the premise of the Gemara is that really the gzeila should be a kinyan, and it's the chi of hashava that's mafkia that kinyan. Right. So then where do you see in the pasuk that you're kohen in the pasuk? Because the only thing conceptually that's preventing the kinyan is the chi of hashava. The point is like this. It's like most other things in Gemara. It's only a proof based on the concepts that you are coming to it with. Right? That's his kasha. His kasha. If I come to this pasuk as an open book, as a clean slate, then I can't learn from it necessarily that the ganav is kona, that the gazlan is kona, because literally all it tells me is there's no kiyam of Haresh Shalach Lefanecha of Heshev Ezek Zela. So, induction, by way of induction, he is figuring out what are the premises that Rabbah came to the Pasuk with. What were the premises, what was his conceptual framework of the ideas of Gazlan and Kinyan that he came to the Sugya, to the Pasuk with. So he says, such that Asher Gozal proves that he's Kona, or tells you that he's Kona. So he says, it only makes sense if you learn it like this, that Rabbah held Al Pisvara, the Maisa Gzela should be a Kinyan. And what's preventing it is the Chi of Hashava. So then I'll show you from the pasuk that the chi of hashava only exists as long as it is the same as I stole it. And if it changes, I don't have the chi of hashava. And since in Rabbah's idea, the thing that's preventing the kinyan is the chi of hashava, once I remove the chi of hashava, then memela he must be kona. But the point is, it doesn't prove that memela he's kona if I come to it with no ideas. It only proves it if I'm coming to the sugi with certain premises. Premises, namely, that the gezel really is roy to be a kinyan. And it's just the chi of hashava that's preventing it. Then I just have to look for where does the Torah tell me that the Chiyuv HaShava is gone, and that will be what effectuates my kinyan. Because the kinyan was really in a state of suspension. Okay? But the point is, you have to be a Baal Svara for this pasuk to be to prove it. Okay. The Yesod Lozah. Now, where do you see such a thing like this? He has a very interesting raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because the Gemara over there says, the Mishnah over there, by Hababa Machteres. So the Gemara says, Rav holds Hababa Machteres Bidomim Konenehu Dikimle Bidaravimine. Yeah. So the Gemara says like this, according to Rav, if a guy goes into somebody's house, he tunnels in through the Machteres, right? He tunnels in and he steals something, correct? So Rav says he's Kona Bidomim. Because Kim Le Bidrab Mine. What does that mean, just chat wise?
It's a family member of his?
No. I'll say it's not a family member of his.
Is that what Dom is?
So, in other words, the Gemara is saying that since when he was a Baba Machteres, he was Chayav, he put himself in the situation that he could have been killed legally. So basically, he had a Chayav Misa at that moment. So he's Kona the Cheftza with that Chi of Misa because of Kim Lebid Rabmine. Once he was subject to the Chi of Misa, he is not Chayav, he's Kona the Cheftza. That's what the Gemara says, according to Rav. So he says, what kind of a kinyan is that? Where do you see a kinyan of Kim Lebid Rabmine? What's the nature of that kinyan? So it's Muchrach Mizeh. Kevan de mishum kimle b'derabmine miftar me'ashava means it like this, according to Rav at least. Once the guy goes into the house and he steals something, that Maisa Geneva has a din of a vigilante chi of Misa on it, right? So at that moment, because of the kimle b'derabmine of the chi of Misa, he's putter from Hashava. Because ain't Adam Mesa Mishalim, right? So you see that that what is the kinyan of Kim Lebidrabine? It means to say that the kinyan Geza will be Chal in the absence of a Chi of Hashava of the Chafza. Right? There's no Shinoi, there's no Yeish, there's nothing over there. It's just that he's trying to show you any mechanism that removes the chi of Hashava will allow the kinyan of the Gezel to be chal.
Why would Gezel be
Kona? Okay, it's a good question. So he says, but it's muchrach mizeh, kevan de mishum kimle bidera mine miftar me Hashava, ha gezela niknis la gazlon, di lav chi of Hashava, ha gazlon kona es hadava. That's the norm. The norm is the Gezela is really a Maisa Kinyan. And the only thing that ever prevents the Kinyan of the Gazlan is an offsetting Chi of Hashava. There are parameters to the Chi of Hashava, and there are exceptions to the Chi of Hashava. And in the absence of the Chi of Hashava, the Kinyan of the Gazlan is complete. That's his formula.
We're seeing there's no yeish.
But there's a different patur. There's a patur of... Is there yeish? Well, it doesn't have to be yeish. Yeish means he doesn't think he's ever going to get it back.
Right.
No, not necessarily. Could be he thinks he'll catch the guy. But the patur, the reason for the kinyan that the Gemara gives is a kinyan of Kim Lebid Ramine. He says, well, what kind of a kinyan is Kim Lebid Ramine? Can you go to the store and buy something with a Kim Lebid Ramine? Well, it's not a Maisa kinyan. Kim Lebid Ramine is not a Maisa kinyan. So he's just showing you the Maisa Kinyan is not the Shinoi. The Maisa Kinyan is not the Yirsh. The Maisa Kinyan is always the Gezel in the absence of the Chi of Hashava. And when the Gemara says he's Kona be Kimle be Derabmine, it means to say that the Kimle be Derabmine removes the Ma'akev to the Kinyan of the Gezel. In other words, you shouldn't think that when the ganav steals something and he's not kona, that it means it's status quo. It's just like it's in the Baal's Rishos. No, it's not a status quo. It's status quo in terms of the outward appearance, but under the surface, it's fraught with tension. It's a very tense balance, right? It's a balance between the kinyan of the gazlan and the hafkah of the chiyuv hashava. So on the surface, it's calm and seems like it's unchanged from when it just was residing in the Rishus of the Baal. But in reality, the outward appearance of the status quo is, in fact, is a transformation into a tense standoff. And when you remove the ma'akev, the king and gazan springs into action. Now, a little mechanics for you. Bahad lo kaim alon ki rav baha. So it's true, we don't hold like rav. Hainu de svirulei, lo shayach kim lebid rav me, elahecha de sorach l'shali mishalo. V'lo bashovas chayfetz she'ena shalo. All right, that's a separate question in the Gemara. Do you say the kim lebid rav mine when he has to return the cheftza? That the Gemara doesn't accept. The Gemara says that rav is wrong. We don't say kim lebid rav mine when it's your cheftza that I have to return. You only say kim lebid rav mine that I don't have to be motzi mamon from my rishus to be mishalim. Like a chi of paying from my money is a tashlumen that I'm put there because of kim lebid rav mine. But returning something that I have in my possession that's yours, that's not a kim lebid rav mine is not going to be a patur for that. But of al baha de belavchi of hashava niknis hagazela la gazlan kuliyamas virle hachi. So it's just the arguing of whether kim lebid rav mine applies in this circumstance. But if it were to apply, everybody would agree that the gazlan be kona. Ubeemas dover temu. All right. After all of that, he says it really is difficult. And then we'll get to Ariel's question. Why should it be that there's a kinyan of a gazlan of something that's not his? Yeah. Why should it work? Why should it be effective to be kona that which is not his? Okay, he doesn't want to answer that question. But now he has a little bit of a technical question. I mean, if you wanted to go through to his answer, you'd have to do the next two entries over here. But I just wanted to get this point first. He said like this. Vein lahakshos. No, I got that part right. Did we do that? Eich yikne l'achash neshtanes aydei ha-mashicha harishona. Da'afilu b'mocher midas. Ve'omer l'lokeach. Let's say a guy says to a... Let's say it was a bilateral transaction, okay? It's an agreement. And let's say you're buying my cow. So let's say I say to you, Mishoch parazu, do the Maisa Mashiach on the para today. Okay? But don't acquire it for 30 days. Let's say we made that deal. You want to buy my cow. So I tell you, you know what? I'm going to be out of town. I really want to sell it to you in 30 days. I'm not going to be in town in 30 days. So why don't we do this? You do a Maisa Mashicha on the Parah today, because I'm here today, and the Kinyan will be Chal in 30 days. Right? So he says that won't work. That won't work. So if that won't work, Rakecha dekaima bichatzei ro. Okay. Yeah. Umay adifusa liknos bigzela laachazman hechadu munechas birushus harabim yoser mimekach midas bailam. Yeah. So his point is like this. Is if I make that deal, so what's the deal? The deal is that the chalos kinyan will be after time. V'lo mahani mishum dekolsa kinyono. The only thing is the maisa kinyan is already over. I can't separate the maisa kinyan and the chalos kinyan like that. The maisa kinyan happens today, and I want to say the chalos will be in 30 days. Aval bigzela chalos hakinyan hu la'altar. See, that's what he's trying to express this idea. Really, there is an effect. There's something that takes effect immediately at the Shas HaGzela. There's some chalos. The Cheftza has a shame gozel. Okay? Immediately. Elo dechiyov hashava hu dover mafkia kinyono b'chol rega. V'kevan denifka chiyov hashava aydei shinoi memela nish'eres shelo. Demiyad b'shas ha-gezela nasa shelo al hazman shel achar petur hashava. It gets a little bit funny over here. V'zed domer lemocher gufa mehayom upiri l'achar shloshen. De'asoda nasa shelo miyad al hazman shel achar shloshen. U'b'gahai gavna lo amrinon kol sakinyono. So he's saying that over here, that's what I was trying to say before. Okay, there is a chalos kinyan immediately. The only thing is, there's also immediately a chiyav hashava. It's not a maisa kinyan now with a chalos later. It's a maisa kinyan now with a true effect that's immediate. That's not that's not manifest until later because of a new chiyav hashava. But it's not like the Maisa Kinyan is now, and then the Chalos, and I'm trying to separate the Chalos from the Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan now with a separated Chalos. It's a Kinyan now with a Chalos now, whose effect is being prevented from manifesting itself. It would be like more like what? The point is, you don't say Kolsa Kinyono when there is a reality to the Maisa Kinyan now. The only thing is, that reality is not expressed. There's a difference between a reality that's not expressed immediately and and no change in the Cheftza, and no immediate change in the Cheftza. So in other words, the point is like this. This is why we need a term when we call it guzzle. What do we mean it's guzzle? It has a shame guzzle. That's the state of existence that we're trying to express. We're trying to express the idea that when the ganav takes it, it is a kinyan, and when the ganav takes it, it's existing in a different state. It's existing now in a state that it's under his control and in his rishus with an offsetting chiyav of hashava. So that itself is a chalos. That itself is a state. That itself is a true change the Maisa Gezel has a true effect. What is the effect of the Gezel, of the Gzela? It puts it into this state where the kinyan of the Gazlan is being held off by the Chiyav HaShava. But when the kinyan is when I remove the chiyav hashava, then the original kinyan is really the original gezela is really the mice of this kinyan. Yeah, okay. It's a true way to look at it. It's a good way to look at it. It's not that the kinyan. It's not that the shinoi is a mice kinyan according to him. It's that the shinoi removes the ma'akiv of the kinyan. Okay. All right.